lineage. That was at around the 10:30 mark. So please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a new tune from Seaside. Seaside, which is a terrible name for a band, are an unsigned, mixed-gendered, indie, sultry dream pop four-piece from Byron Bay, Australia. I first found them in 2017 with the release of their EP, Wavy Baby. They've been keeping busy with an EP and another single for 2018. The new year finds them with a new single. This tune, Habits, just dropped February 8th. New music from Seaside here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Baby.
Freeform Radio from Tufts University. That was the latest material from Julia Jacqueline here on 91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you and just getting right started with the new release show. Excited to have you here. We, as mentioned, Julia Jacqueline. She's a neo-folk indie, sometimes edgy alt-country songstress. She's from the Blue Mountains region of New South Wales in Australia, but now makes Sydney her base of operations. I first found her in 2017 with the release of her debut album, Don't Let the Kids Win. She was also involved in the band Fantastic Furniture, which is one of my favorite acts of 2018. Julie does keep herself busy. She's ready to release her sophomore effort, Crushing, on February 22nd. The tune I just aired there, Pressure to Party, is one of the pre-release singles. Changing musical direction with a tune from The Leisure Society. The Leisure Society are an English band formed by Nick Hemming and have been compared to such U.S. bands as like Fleet Foxes and Grizzly Bear, which I believe is high praise. The band took their name from the theoretical concept of the same name. The Leisure Society premise is an anticipated future society that will allow individuals to enjoy much more leisure time than today. I don't see that happening anytime soon. Anywho, I first found them in 2009 and then again in 2013. It's been a long dry spell for the band as they are just releasing their fifth studio album in 10 years. The new disc, Arrivals and Departures, arrives on April 12th. I have for you the album's pre-release single. This is called God Has Taken a Vacation. New music from the Leisure Society here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Jiungla here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Jiungla, spelled G-I-U-N-G-L-A, is really just, well, an unusual stage name for the Italian pop electronica singer-songwriter Emma Dre. She popped onto the music scene back in 2016 with the release of several singles and an EP, Camo. Last year was pretty quiet for her, but she has just released the standalone single there that I just spun. That is called In My Head, and I really like it. It's quite innovative.
Someone in your town, at your school, or where you work is suffering from Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. They're dealing with excruciating pain and days when they can't even get out of bed. Chances are someone you know has Crohn's or colitis. Someone like me. I'm Amy Brenneman, and I'm asking you to support the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America to help millions of us cope and to find cures. Visit ccfa.org today to learn more. Help someone you know get back to their lives at ccfa.org.
Next up is a new one from Hobby Club. Hobby Club is a mixed-gendered indie jangly bedroom pop duo that make their base of operations in London. They are Beth Truscott and Joe Rose. They are so new that they only have one single. However, that single, For Maurice, has already been featured on BBC Music, Introducing in London is what it's called, the show. Their host, Gary Crowley, who plays Under the Radar and Unsigned Music. That sounds really familiar. Here we have new music from Hobby Club here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Tagged along, I still smell like
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with I Know Leopard right after the latest here from Foles. New music from Foles here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK Foles. They're a quintet that hails from Oxford, England, and these guys have, well, they have a pretty serious following in the UK and also doing quite well here. I first found them in 2010 with the release of their second album, Total Life Forever. At that time, they scored a distribution deal with Sub Pop for here in the United States. They have since switched to Warner Music Label, which is a nice jump up for them. The new album coming out on March 8th is titled Part 1, Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost. The song I just aired there was Exits, which will be on the new album. However, the version I just played is the radio edit version of that song, and it can be had as a separate purchase. And by the way, Foles will be out on tour in support of the new album with a stop here in the Boston area at the House of Blues on April 19th. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Ino Leopard. So Ino Leopard, which I think is a great name for a band, is a mixed-gendered foursome based in Sydney, Australia. I like their radio-friendly adult alternative rock. I've been following them since 2014. They've been rather quiet over the last 2 years with releasing only like two singles. But now for 2019, they are releasing a full-length album, Love is a Landmine. It comes out April 5th. I have for you the album's pre-release single, This is Heather. So this is Ino Leopard. They're today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I
Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was I Know Leopard with Daisy Eyes, which originally came out in 2014 and can be found on their EP, their debut EP, Illumina. Want to remind you, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also see my top 10 list of 2018. Also, I provided you some links for some free downloads of some of the songs that we have played here on past new release show. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keep it a tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Bob Marley and the Wailers. The album that has been released is Kaya. That was this roots reggae album released by the band in 1978, and the tracks were all recorded at the same time as all the songs as Exodus, which came out a year earlier. The album has great tunes on it, like oh, geez, I just lost my train of thought. Anyway, the title cut, of course, is a great tune. And the one I picked here today is Satisfy My Soul. So this is Bob Marley and the Wailers with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Rock my boat, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
No, no,
'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my
boat. I'm telling you that, oh.
Free Form Radio. Tufts University. 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Spinning the latest for you at music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two songs set was a tune from Wild Bell, and that's Bell with an E at the end. They're a male-female indie reggae ska-infused pop twosome. They are Natalie Bergman and Elliot Bergman, and they are from Chicago, Illinois. Seems perfect to play that tune right after the Bob Marley and the Wailers. Anyway, these siblings are ready to release their third studio album, Everybody's One of a Kind, or Everybody One of a Kind, rather, on March 22nd. Song I just shared there is Mockingbird. It is the album's pre-release single. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Anna of the North. Anna, well, of the North, it's a stage name for Anna Lauterud. She has been described as, quote, soft, soul-bearing electropop, unquote. I described her as alt-dream pop. I looked up my past write-up of Anna North a couple years ago. I first found her in 2015 with the release of her second single called The Dreamer. The new single, which is a nice one, is called Leaning on Myself. It officially dropped on February 8th. So new music from Anna of the North here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Nowhere I wanna go. Felt like all I need is how I had it before. Thought that I
Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 FM. WMFO, brand new stuff there from Said the Whale. And Said the Whale are an indie pop band from Vancouver, British Columbia, in Western Canada, rather. I've been following them for, almost 8 years now. Their latest addition to their discography is a concept album, Cascadia, which is an area of the of Canada stretching from British Columbia up into the Yukon Territories, following along the Cascade Mountain Range. That tune was called Un-American. Next up is a nice little tune from Benny Sings. Benny Sings is really Tim Van Berchtesgaden. He is a Dutch singer-songwriter and producer that makes, as he describes, as, quote, intimate lo-fi Disney hip-hop songs, unquote. His latest album is City Pop, which is his fifth studio album, comes out February 22nd. The tune I have here, Not Enough, has been issued as the album's pre-release single. New music from Benny Sings here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
It's not enough.
WMFO TK here with you. Let me slip in one more from Vampire Weekend. Vampire Weekend is back for 2019 with a digital single. It's titled Harmony Hall as the A side and 2021 as the B side. I'm assuming that there's a full length album on the way, as they do have a tour planned, and it's going to last all the way through the fall of this year. And they do have a stop here in the Boston area at Aganis Arena on September the 3rd. Like, I'm probably not going to remember that, but it's going to be coming. So I'm going to keep my eyes open for the new album coming out from them, of course. Please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Thank you.
summertime. Now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender. But they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls are vomiting.
Every time a problem is another one.